Welcome back to Startup to Success with Clara. Clara, we were talking about having multiple brands and being able to, I guess, prioritizing and figuring out how to manage them all. And you really simplified it for me because you're right. As the Y Amplifier, that is sort of the umbrella brand. And then I have all these different things underneath that help me activate Y Amplifier. And so maybe initially start off with the highlights, you know, for example, the AI that is...
Your tech
could be a highlight. Because initially I was thinking, oh, the tech is going to have its own social
media. It will eventually, right? Like once you, because right now you're on the beta launch of it.
Yes.
So once it's fully out, or maybe even like at a different step of the beta, I'm not sure where you are right now and what we can share as much, right? The bottom line is to look at it, right? So right now you are under Maria with a Y, which is what Startup to Success, where your Startup to Success audience go to, right?
Yeah.
And also some of your, you do a lot of speaking, engagement.
Events,
so events, they go there right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so then within each of that, let's say, have the highlights for each of those for now to start with so that it doesn't become overwhelming, right? But a Startup to Success have its own social media.
Yeah.
So looking into 2026, you're going to start beefing up Startup to Success social media because you have a lot of content from the past years to add to for Startup to Success and the new ones that's coming in 2026. Yeah. And a lot of goodies that you have for your audience as you grow this podcast. So that's where Startup to Success will have its home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... Y Amplified is also coming down the pike. So Y Amplified will have its own home as well, but it's under Y Amplifier because Y Amplifier itself, it's its own brand, its own entity that came out of Maria with a Y, but not a Startup to Success. Although there's similarities, but it's not that, right?
Yeah.
So Y Amplified has your tech, it has Y Amplified, it has speaking engagement, it has education, educational pieces, it has other services, right, that you have under there. So all those will be highlights until you take them into either each of their entities. Because again, budget, not having a larger team, a larger crew, and also looking at and testing out there to see what works. So like that, you don't become too overwhelmed, and then you get to put everything you have out, and you don't hold it for another 10 years or another, you know, 5 years.
As you were talking about the highlights, I was envisioning like when they're little babies, right? Like when you have little babies, you take care of them, and you take care of them together, and then as they're getting older, like, with my daughters when they were growing up, everything was together. I would give them a bath together. I would do everything. Now I can't give them a bath. You know, it's like I have lunch with them alone so that I can help them individually.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a great example.
As you were saying.
And then you have their own reviews for them. You guys take a look at where you are personally, where you are professionally. Now they're in school. You know, where
it's
they,
so
you know, how,
it's so different. You know, I don't even talk about the same thing with every kid. It's
exactly.
So different. So I love that. When they grow to a certain level, then they're too big. You got to separate them and treat them as adults. I love that.
Because like if you from the get-go you are just starting, you're not a large corporation that can get different team to work on everything very quickly, then you have to be able to manage like as you say, the household of, with the kids and the different pieces and not have, you know, not have like many, you know, caregivers looking after each one of them.
You know, the one thing I personally I'm not going to say struggled with, but bothered me over the years as I was growing up. I have had a lot of friends who were very, you know, they decided on a career path and they stuck with it no matter what. No matter how miserable they were or how happy they were, they just stuck with it. It was only always that one thing that they did. I'm interested in a lot of things. I wanted to be a lot of different things when I was growing up. I remember thinking, why do I have to choose one thing? Why can't I be so many things? Why can't I experience so many different things? And I remember somebody telling me, oh, you want to be jack of all trades. That means you're going to have no trades. And then I was like, well, not if I'm an entrepreneur. And I think that was the moment where I decided that I am going to be an entrepreneur, because being an entrepreneur, you do develop the entrepreneurship skill set, which is so hard. And it's really built through experience a lot of times. No school can teach you what's out there. But once you figure out that.
But there should be some classes to do
Yeah. A lot of universities started offering it, and I think they're
because the structure, like the same way. If people are going for their MBA, they're looking at the MBA, but it's like looking at it, taking perhaps from that extension, because there is a piece of it that cover, as you know, entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
But I think just keep dedicating the whole time to it, the day to day.
I know that Woodbury. I know
say.
That Woodbury University offers their business school offers the entrepreneurship class, and I know that I speak a lot. I'll go and speak in classes, and I always get a handful of kids coming. Well, not kids, young adults coming to me and asking if I can mentor them. But going back to being, you know, when I thought of all the different things that fall under the Y Amplifier ecosystem, I know when you and I initially talked, I was like, oh, I want the show to be Y Amplifier. I want the platform to be Y Amplifier. I want everything to be Y Amplifier. And then you were like, no. Makes no sense. Like, no, this is how it's there. Like, think about it differently. What would you want that of the? And when I started thinking about it from deep inside, I realized, yeah, I don't want the show name to be the Y Amplifier. What does that mean? I mean, I don't want that. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But I was forced to stick with one name, one thing, because deep inside, I still had that weird feeling, annoyance when people say, oh, you're working on so many different things. Yeah. Oh, you're doing so many different things. And so deep inside, I realized that trauma of not liking to hear that, oh, you're doing so
your
many things.
Handling.
I was trying to stick with one thing and just be like, no, it's just one thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what?
Yeah, it was a personal roadblock, right? That came through us. When we were unraveling it, we realized that's a personal roadblock for you because you kept on saying, I'm stuck, and I keep on hearing this.
Yeah.
And I see every time you say, I'm stuck, after you explain everything, then you go, I'm stuck, then, you know, part of, you know, what it was, right, is me coming in as a solutionist.
Strategist.
And the strategist, the producer, and looking at it and say, okay, well, she's stuck. What is she stuck at? Yeah. What is the problem and what is our solution? And what is our goal? Where do we want to go? And I knew that was a goal of where
hard.
We wanted to go for the day, right, as we walked through it. But at first, where you were stuck, I was like, okay, well, what is the problem? She was stuck at what? And really, it was, again, until you identified that, you know, you've always said, you know, that jack of all trade, master of none. That's the statement. And you know what? That's often said of many of us, because I remember when I was going in the communication fields and film, because I study filmmaking. I'm a filmmaker in that sense. Many people were like, oh, jack of all trade, master of none, theater. But, you know, because if it's not something that is the traditional profession, like the doctor, the lawyers, the engineers, folks do not understand. People do not understand how it is. They don't see the expansion of it. But with communication, with visual storytelling, we've seen there's growth every year. Like, the last 10 years has been so accelerated. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It totally, like, you know, changed, you know, the landscape. The landscape changed. And now we are, like, seeing, like, the help of AI coming through, and what does that mean? And people saying my job and what's going to happen. So here we go again, the jack of all trades, the quote unquote master of none, are feeling kind of like, okay, well, I cannot expand. Mm-hmm. I cannot share my ideas. But really what we all need to do who fall under that category is to stop and see, what do we have? Mm-hmm. What is it? What do we want to sell? What are we trying to say? Mm-hmm. Who do we want to be? And then take a look at that. And then maybe it's four different entities. So look at all four entities and see, do they fall under one specific umbrella, or are they their own strong entities? by themselves? And if they are, do they have subs entities? So it takes, you know, like for us, it took like just a day, but it's a day after all the work you did and all
a
the
year,
work that I did,
maybe
a year
more.
When
Years.
We've been back and forth talking about this. And finally, we're like, okay, let's bring it home for you to understand that Y Amplifier is your ultimate.
Yeah.
Because Maria with the Y, you amplified. So Y, the Y Amplifier is the company, the larger company, the parent company, and under it, now you have all the others, right? You have the different things where the podcast is going to come out again, like I said, you know, and I think you have many other pieces. Yeah. The tech is coming out of it.
The under summit the Y, is coming.
The summit is coming out of it under the Y Amplifier. The educational piece, the book, you know, the books, I should say.
I put two books on my vision board. And that took me about an hour of really solidifying, because I was like, whatever's going to go on the vision board is what I'm going to stick with and just do it. No more debating and changing titles.
Yeah, at least for now. But then, you know, as a day grows, you may need to add one more.
So as we're talking about the jack of all trades, in my opinion, and this is just an opinion, you know, I studied marketing and international business. I always loved business. But now, 20-something years later in my career, I'm realizing that my online presence is necessary for what I do and what I want to do and how I want to start amplifying people's wise, not just companies' wise and government agencies' wise. And so I'm being forced to become jack of all trades in many different things, not just, you know, in my field, but also, you know, have a show. Have a podcast show, have this, have that. And that is becoming jack of all trades. And I feel like
producing your own show by writing it. I was like, you're going too fast. That's me.
Yeah.
And why are you writing your
your
promo?
And I was like, wait, am I too far? Yeah, you're like 20 steps ahead. You still have things in between you gotta do. But as people, I think as we're moving ahead and we need to have our social media, be part of the social media reality and have our presence in the digital world as well as in the real world. I do think that people do need to start thinking and in a way that they can expand themselves, expand the skill sets to a certain extent. And I think it's super important to appreciate and lean on experts like yourself when it comes to, you know, for example, me, I want to take the show to the next level where now it's on a YouTube, it's a YouTube video show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have big dreams that it could turn into something much bigger. But it, but I realized very, 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 very soon into my strategy sessions that I kept having on my own with my AI that this is beyond my capabilities. As much as I want to be jack of all trades and figure out how to launch a really awesome podcast show that can be blah, 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 like top five on the on iTunes. Yeah, no, that's just not realistic at this phase because AI isn't.
Absolutely.
People lean on AI thinking they could get that expertise. But the reality is that's not the case.
So, to come back, right? One of the things we're talking about, AI can give that information because AI have gathered all the information that the brand strategists and the creative strategists have put together, the storytellers, the filmmakers, the visual, the audio engineers, the lighting engineers have put together, the writers have put together, right? So all that have been gathered into one space. So AI have been agent can organize it very quickly for you, but you have to know what to ask your AI to do, right? Because if you do not know what to ask your AI to do, your AI will give you whatever you said, but that does not mean that is the answer. That does not mean it is how to produce a podcast, right? Yeah. Somebody could say, AI, I need to produce a podcast. Show me how to produce a podcast. AI will tell you, but unless you've been trained, right? Mm-hmm, which is what we talked about, right? So I'm trained as a filmmaker and both in writing, in tech, in every piece of filmmaking. Mm-hmm. So that's when filmmaking was, you know, manual. We were not, necessarily like grab a camera and go and you are a content creator, now what we all call it, right? So now everything have been merged into it, the digital content creators and the filmmakers. Mm-hmm. So, but to come in like we just did when I came in the room today, right, when we're looking at your setup. Mm-hmm. So as a visual storyteller, there is a specific skill set you learn. There's an experience you've had, you've practiced that you know. So where I know I can tell you these are the type of lighting you need. But again, this is a training as a cinematographer for myself as well, too, right? Yes. That, you know, I know. And working with other excellent electrician and lighting and grips and everyone on set that we know how to set up. So therefore, now we can go to an AI and ask the AI more information and say, here are our three step key lighting. So we want to do this. Here's what we want. Here's what we want to look like. You have to know what it is you're asking for it to organize. Right? Yeah. It is not creating something new to you with this like new piece of art.
Yeah.
Right? If the painting has not been done before out there, AI is not going to create it for you. It's you and your inspiration and still your brilliance, it's still your creativity that is coming from. It's still your vision.
Right.
That you are giving it to AI and then you are working. And then once AI has give it to you, you have to take it now into your sphere and your space and then you use it. So which was in the case where when we were talking about this fight, you are a brand strategist as I am as well too. And you are a thorough one because you do everything from the media buy to everything, right? Very thorough in your sleep. You do it. Mm-hmm. And I do that too, but I am much more into the creative piece of it as well, because the creative piece is what fuel me.
Yeah.
And I know, so I come into a place, I look at it visually very quickly, and then I strategize.
Yeah.
You come into it, you strategize.
It's all strategy.
First, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes I do it simultaneously, by the way. But so in that sense is you have creativity, you have creative strategists, you have brand strategists. So if you are just starting into the business, you say, I want to produce a podcast. Yes, you are doing the strategy piece of it, but you are missing the creative piece of it, which is the piece you were missing, which is where I came into play. Where we are breaking the format of the podcast, not just the way the AI would give it to you, but in a storyteller sense. We are writing the story of this podcast. We are putting the characters together. We are putting the tone, the feel, the color of it, the flow. And what will your audience get? So that is a piece that AI will not be able to give to us unless we know what to ask.
So it goes back to prompting, and it goes back to getting the help that you need from experts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And bringing them in.
Like if I'm sick, I'll go to the doctors. Yeah. If I need surgery, I go to a surgeon. Yeah. You know, they are trained. Even though there will be robotic agent that will help some of the surgeries, but the surgeon is still very trained. That will take that away, and I will trust the surgeon.
I love that. I am
the AI help us to organize, as we talked about.
Yes, exactly. Organize and speed things up. Made a little, accelerate it. I think it does accelerate. Like when you gave me the first sort of version of here's your creative strategy, I was like, wow, that's how it's broken down. Okay. Then I took that, plugged it in, put my branding strategy, put my entire company strategy in there, and I was like, modify this so it's aligned with this structure, but it's based on what my vision and mission is. In seconds it did that would have taken me hours. So the takeaway is, Clara, contact Clara. All of you, Clara Benice, I'll have her information in the show notes. We all need to get out there, be social, create videos, create content. And Clara is the key.
Thank you.
She is for me.
My current production company is Boyo, B-O-H-I-O, productions.com. Just go online for that.
Thank you. That's it. And I'll have that in the show notes. Thank you, Clara, so much for your
time. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this. And you're doing a great job.